See, Romans chapter 15, I think, is where I'll start tonight. Romans 15. At the end of verse, end of chapter 15. Say 27. Right. Gee, I can't find the verse I was going to start with. Paul talks about being brought on his way by you. I see the trip to Spain here in 28. Come by you into Spain. All the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Sorry. Let's say. I hate it when that happens. Where is it? 24? Yes, yes. I knew it was writing around there somewhere. Thank you. Paul's writing to the church at Rome, obviously, and he looks forward to meeting them in his plans. He is not in prison. He's writing them from Corinth. And Paul writes to them in verse 23, but now having no more place in these parts and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your abiding presence with us. God, I ask just for the filling of your spirit tonight and the grace to teach and preach, dear God, your word. I pray for my wife in the nursery, fill her with your spirit and use her there. And I thank you so much for this church, for each one. Father, these are dear to me and in my prayers often. And Father, you know. And I know that we pray for one another here, and we all know that we need it. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the sweet fellowship we have together in your spirit. And I just pray that once again you'd bless in that tonight, and bless the missionary letters we'll be reading. Father, also please bless our communion service as we celebrate and remember your death, burial, and resurrection for us. Consider our walk with you and your great love for us. Bless that. Bless the business meeting to follow, that we might glorify your name also in the way that we conduct your business here. Help us, please, in all these things. And dear God, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as you read that read those few verses there in Romans 15, as you read through your Bible, you look at the missionaries traveling to town to town. Many times they were literally escorted from the town by the church. They would come out and actually walk with them to the borders of the town, whatever, and kind of wish them farewell. It's kind of what they did. And that may be very well what the Apostle Paul was referring to there when he says, to be brought on my way thitherward by you. After I visit you and plan to go to Spain, I trusted on my journey. Of course, he couldn't get an airplane ticket. He couldn't get a bus ticket. He didn't have a car to drive. So they would, have to walk to they're going to go on a boat. They had to walk to the shore or whatever. And so he would begin walking on his journey, and they would take him out there. And that's a wonderful thing. Today, we don't do that. But in a sense, we go with them on their journey by supporting them, sending a gift, and sending them on their way, and And God has blessed us and allowed us to do that with our missionaries many times. And I am indeed thankful for that. I want to take the time just to read a few letters tonight. Now, some of you in here have not met Brother Mike McCombie and his wife, Wilda. He was kind of an older gray-haired gentleman. They were an older couple. Worked for Baptist World Missions. They're members down at Lancaster Baptist Church, Paul Chappell's church down in Lancaster. And they had come here years ago, and he preached for us, and I think we actually had him for a missions conference, and we gave him a love offering and such. So some of you may remember him, some of you not. Well, he had sent me this letter. He has they found some skin cancer on him, so he had wrote this letter and told me to be praying for him. He says, on February 7th, I had an ugly mole removed in the back of my arm, and on February 15th, I was contacted by my dermatologist that the pathology report was positive and revealed that it was an aggressive malignant melanoma. On February 23rd, I had consultation with an oncologist surgeon to discuss a treatment. Tomorrow morning, March 1st, that's a couple of days ago, 11 a.m., I am scheduled for outpatient surgery at Henry Mayo Hospital in Valencia, California, on the original tumor site, and for the testing and removal of several lymph nodes for biopsy. A pathology report is due 4 days later. My wife, Wilda, and I covet your prayers and those of your church family on our behalf. We are trusting the Lord's will. I would have written sooner, but I have had several pre-op appointments. And I responded to him when I received this email a few days ago, told him we would be praying for him. So we're going to take that time to pray for him just now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Mike McCombie and his dear wife, Wilda. And they have served you many years. They served you as missionaries, and they're serving you now with Baptist World Missions. And I thank you for their many years of ministry and now helping missionaries, Father. Now there's a great trial before them. And we do pray, Heavenly Father, if you will, we pray for healing. God, you can raise the dead. There's nothing that you cannot do. And so if it be your will, if it can glorify your name, Father, we pray that you'd heal him and raise him up, that this cancer, dear God, would be stayed, and give the doctors also grace and wisdom. But Father, for whatever you would allow in his life, they need your grace and wisdom and strength to glorify your name through that. So please help them. Might they sense your touch. Might they know your love. They have responded that so many have let them know, as we have as well, that we are praying for them, God, lifting them up before you. God, we love you. We know that you have loved us and been far better to us all than we deserve. You're a wonderful Father. And dear God, if you would, please touch these dear ones. And please give them healing, if that can be your will. Glorify your name in this regards. And Father, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Also received a letter from Pat and Vicky, and this is from the first part of the year. It's the latest one I have from them. And Brother Pat writes, Happy New Year. Our core of people in church is a small group. Some of them are seen in the photo to the left. And let's see here. I have any extras of these. Brother Brian, there's two of each of these, and we can just kind of have, we'll set one in the front row and one of each, and then in the back row you maybe give Sylvia one, and you guys can pass these around. We'll get two of these. This is just a copy of what I'm reading, and I'm reading this one now, and then When it comes time, we'll start with you guys, and you can just take one of those and then just pass it around. They can take one from the back and look at it. That way you have a little bit more time to look at it. You're not rushed because you know there's two of them going around at least. So you can take the time to look at it because they have pictures and stuff on them. He says, it's a small group. Some of them are seen in the photo to the left. We had a candlelight service on the 24th of December. It was a sweet time of fellowship. A trial. December 24th, Vicky had an infection in her eye. The pain in her eye, head, and back became extreme. She had viral meningitis. Spent Christmas in the hospital. Ironically, 18 years ago on the 24th, she had bacterial meningitis. Thankfully, she's doing much better now. The photo below is from our outreach program the Sunday before Christmas. The goal is visitors. Program includes a meal. The kids and adults do a program that includes singing, Bible reading on the account, and Bible reading on the account of the birth of Christ, as well as a gospel message. Several families came. I've been inviting a family for the entire year to come to church, and the entire family of five came. Amen. My daughter Rosa has also been inviting two adults to come to church. They came. Praise the Lord. We look forward to seeing our outreach expand in 2017 by bringing back the bus ministry that we had from 2000 until 2014. We averaged over 60 children each Sunday when we had the bus ministry. Today we averaged less than 10. It is through the bus ministry that we saw a summer camp filled with children. Over 700 have attended camp, and over 250 trusted Christ at camp. Our outreach programs like Christmas and Thanksgiving averaged over 100 and saw up to over 200 visitors at Christmas 209. All of this was a direct result of the bus ministry outreach. Here's a photo to the left. Photo to the left is the 18-passenger minibus that we have 50% cash in hand and 25% more commitments toward its purchase. Please pray that soon in 2017 we will see the outreach in Iceland grow back to what it used to be when we had this ministry. They won't bring them in, so we go get them. And that's what we do. And by the way, in addition to your giving, to whatever you've committed, you're always free to give to any of these offerings that our missionaries are, the needs that they have. If I feel burdened sometimes to lay it upon the church, I'll take a special offering. But I feel just right now that God would have me to share that. You know that. And by the way, that's been done. I know that. I've seen in the giving that some have gone ahead and given extra love offerings. And just all you do is just put in the note there for Weimer's minibus or above and beyond your mission commitment, you want to give an extra a certain missionary, then you just write put that in missionaries love offering for. Now, we're not going to let you designate your general missions offering. That's going to be divided out for all the missionaries. But if for some reason God lays on your heart, why won't you give a little extra to the Weimers this month or a little extra to Brother Bernard this month? We're always free to do that, okay? And you can give through the church and just put that, love offering for whatever, Weimers, Kleins, Herzls, whatever. And you know where it'll go? It'll go right to them, every penny of it. And we're thankful for that. All right, let's pray for the Weimers. Dear God, please help Pat and Vicky. And they've had so many struggles with the illness and such, and yet they're faithfully serving you. Thank you that Vicky is doing better now. Help them with the trials that are before them. Help them get this van. Help them to be faithful to minister there. Help them finishing that building. Help them getting that Bible translated and published. Help them with the laborers that they need, dear God. Break the hearts of adults who have been so long entrenched in the traditions of Lutheranism and the Lutheran infant baptism. And dear God, help them with the battles that are before them there. We just pray for more grace, a greater measure of grace for them, dear God, to help them along the way. And Father, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're thankful. Thankful for the Weimers. All right. And this one here is from the Herzls. So if you want to pass one of those around, you can look at that. The Herzls there. And Vanuatu. And the Herzls tell us, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Amen. Isaiah 42:12. Thank you so much for all your prayers and support. God is truly doing great things for his glory in the islands of Vanuatu. We praise him for his works. Without you, the ministry would be much diminished. The new year has seen two saved here in Via and with Pastor Nicholson in Malvaku, and one with Pastor Nicholson in Malvaku. We've also seen the rededication of lives for his service. It is so exciting to be a part of what the Lord is doing here in Vanuatu. I've had the opportunity to lead a pastor from Tana to the Lord after he came forward in services just after the new year. He shared with me that he had pastored for over 29 years, but he had never accepted Christ as his personal Savior. Wow. Pray for Pastor Manny. We certainly will. The new school year has begun with a bang. The first 2 weeks of school saw us not only beginning classes with our students, but also holding training classes at the same time for a group of teachers from Lebanwen and Malvaku, two villages on the island of Malekula. Please pray for these teachers, as many from Lebanwen have not made professions of faith and have no solid gospel preaching church to attend. Together with the Spores, we are seeking God's will and planning the next outreach into the village of Lebanwen. He has a picture there of a young man in the bottom. This is Quentin. He came to Brother Spore after classes this week asking to have someone go through the Bible with him so he could receive Christ as his personal Savior. The smile says it all. Amen. This is why we are here. Your missionaries to Vanuatu, the Herzls. Amen. Prayer requests. We're seeing so many new doors beginning to open in the ministry, both in Port Vila and Malvakau, and more recently, Lebanwen villages. Pray that God would grant us wisdom in knowing which doors to go through to expand his ministry throughout the country. Praise and prayer. Jim finally has a leg that is comfortable and fits without pain. I mean, he has the prosthetic leg, and we know what he's gone through with that a lot. Finally has a leg, fits comfortable without pain. It has been a long process, but we can truthfully say we are thankful for the end result. Prayer. Bible College and youth are both starting back up for 2017. Pray for God's will and leading in the lives of our Bible College students and for growth, salvation in our youth. Praise prayer. The early start to the year with three saved is truly a privilege to be a part of. Amen. Continue to pray with us that God would protect these decisions and that we would have opportunity to continue with their discipleship. Amen. And then Tara writes in her kids' corner, of course, Rochelle is in school now, and I guess she's still in the States. Her last I heard, she was in Washington, I think. She may be in New Zealand. I'm not sure. Tara, their oldest daughter, Rochelle, their oldest daughter. But Tara writes, hello. Hello all this year. This year has come off to a great start, and the hustle and bustle of school life has settled out to a busy but primarily consistent routine once again. As you may know, as my last year of high school, I'll set the SAT, S-A-T, in New Zealand a bit later this year, which of course means I've taken it upon myself to stress excessively and to start studying not quite casually 3 months in advance. I've been super relieved and encouraged by my results and test practices so far, though. I'm fairly confident that I'll be more than adequately prepared when the time comes to set the real SAT, so that's both an answer to prayer and an ongoing request. Mainly, my schooling has been taking up most of my time and focus lately, but there's one other big thing to be grateful for. God really does answer prayer, and even though those answers don't always come when we want them to, it's been really amazing to see how many people's prayers are sent our way. And I'd say the even greater blessing of seeing my dad back in the ministry where he belongs with a strong, healed, and comfortable leg to stand on is more than enough proof of God's faithfulness. What a great blessing. Let's pray for this dear family. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your blessings upon the Herzls. I thank you that you have strengthened them and kept them faithful there. And Father, they love you and they're serving you there. And we love them and we pray for one another. And so, Father, I lift them up. I thank you for Brother Jim and now having this comfort with his leg, this prosthesis now working as it should and helping him to be able to minister without the added distraction of that pain and such. And so, Father, I pray you continue to bless there and to help Tara with her schooling, dear God, as well. Father, we pray for this dear young man, Quentin, who's recently been born again into your family. Father, help him to grow. For these others also that were saved in the beginning of the year, dear God, help them to grow in a great way. And the opportunities that are opening up in these villages for the gospel. Father, we think of the Herzls who have shared the same thing across the mountain range. There are Mapuche villages that need to be reached. And looking for wisdom for that, would you continue to open these doors and provide the laborers, dear God, to go through them and give them grace and wisdom in whatever it is you'd have them to do, Father, in that regard. Maybe someone from their church could become a missionary and be sent to them, Lord. We don't know. You, all things are possible with you. Father, please help them in a great way. And we thank you for the fellowship we have together with them, that you have given us that kindred spirit and heart for our missionaries. And God, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then we have one more from the Talkingtons that I'll read tonight before our meetings, for our communion meeting, which is next. Talkington letters here. And remember, they had leased a building the last we'd heard from them. And this was the email to which the letter was attached. Brother Talkington writes, "Thank you for your love, support, and prayers for us in our ministry. I received December." He gives the amounts received. Of course, we sent a double offering to our missionaries in December, and they're receiving the increased offering this year, ever since our missions conference. He writes, "We are appreciative of the extra love gift included in our December support. We're also thankful for your very generous love gift in May." There's a gift sent apart from the regular giving. "We're thankful for a generous love gift in May, which was instrumental in helping us to obtain the chairs for our auditorium. We cannot repay you for your graciousness, but trust that the Lord will bless you immensely." We have attached a recent digital photo of us for your missions records. We pray that this finds all well with you and your family. Thank you again for your service to us and the Lord in Christ, Ryan and Hilda Talkington. And Brother Dennis, I'll email you that picture. And maybe I need to email Austin that picture and get it on our website, whatever and such. And for that, or we can get something, maybe a renewed card or something from them. So amen. So Brother Talkington writes, "Dear prayer friends, our new church space in Germany has been renovated and is open for the business of the Lord to be conducted." Amen. "We worked hard on the renovation and equipping of the church and were able to open the doors for Christmas services as was our desire." So praise the Lord. We were hoping and praying for that, and they were able to do that. "We are so thankful for all of the very gracious financial help we received from different churches and individuals that allowed us to get the building doors open in a relatively quick time frame, as well as for the financial support we receive on a regular basis that allows us to minister to the German people on the Lord's behalf. At every turn, we sought to be faithful stewards of the financial resources the Lord provided to us through your generosity. We negotiated the best prices possible and saved thousands of dollars by patiently and diligently shopping around. As an example, we were able to find some new banquet conference room chairs that were a fraction of the cost of the same chair available elsewhere on the internet in both the U.S. and Germany. We saved more than $2,000 on the 40 purchased chairs alone." Amen. He goes on, "Although we were able to hold services on Christmas, the building was not completely finished until the end of January when our outside sign was installed. We have included various pictures below to better help you understand what our new church building looks like. For comparison purposes, you can look back at our October 2016 prayer letter to let you know what we started with. And we had that before. I think I left it back. I don't know if anybody get a chance to look at that. It was just an empty room, kind of looked like about the size of our little church here, actually, the building they're leasing there. He goes on to say, "In the pictures on the top row, the picture on the left is of the auditorium set up for 24 visitors. We have a total of 40 chairs and can add more to the auditorium as additional seating is required. The next picture on the top row is of the auditorium set up for fellowship meals and other such events. I'm going to use the same setup for conducting English classes for Germans and German classes for recent immigrants during the week. Picture three in the top row is a picture of the pulpit that I designed and had help in constructing by a master carpenter friend from 30 years ago when I was stationed in Germany as a soldier. It is made of plywood with an oak veneer, and we were able to save several $100 by making it ourselves instead of purchasing it through normal channels. The picture at top right is our break room where folks can get some coffee or tea either before or after services, plus when I am teaching the language classes. Two pictures on the bottom left are of our kids' church room. We have a playpen and a kids' table with four chairs. We can add other small tables as necessary. Picture three on the bottom row is a renovated bathroom, which was a complete disaster when we took the space over. After a lot of cleaning, painting, and replacing some items, it is now in great shape. Last picture in the bottom row is of the sign we had made and mounted above our main window. It includes the name, and it gives the Bible Baptist Church in German there, and John 8:32 in German there. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. We saved over $1,000 by purchasing the sign from a local Turkish businessman instead of from a German sign company. We've had four new visitors, amen, since Christmas, and are very excited about future opportunities as we continue the Lord's work. Thank you again for your sacrifice and dedication to the Lord's ministry, your servants in Christ, the Talkington family. What a blessing. They served over there for years, went over there with a 30% drop in support before they left, and they've been faithful over there and to serve God. Many years just holding that Bible study in just in the living room of their little apartment. And a lot of German people wouldn't come to it just because it wasn't a church that's not in a public place. What? Who's going to go to that? And so many of them, you know, they wouldn't go. Matter of fact, they had visitors almost. They had met visitors while they were renovating the public place. And said, oh, they would come, and others that wouldn't come to the Bible study in their home. And I imagine some of those were probably among the four at least that had come by there. So praise the Lord for that. Well, let's pray for the Talkingtons. Dear God, help Brother Ryan and Sister Hilda. We thank you for them faithfully serving you in Germany. And God, we pray you continue to bless them in the place that you provided for them. Dear God, may people go by that place. May they see the sign. Dear God, may they grab the literature. Father, may they be compelled by your Spirit to visit, to come in. Father, help the Talkingtons, give them wisdom ministering to these people and who have where faith toward you has just grown so cold in many ways, dear God. And Father, I thank you for your love that is in our missionaries there and our missionaries around the world. Truly, we know and are learning how your love can warm our hearts and change our lives. We thank you for that. We pray for that, for the dear people in Germany as well. Help them and bless them, dear God, in a great and powerful way. And help us to be careful to thank you and praise you. We do ask it in Jesus' name. Help them getting this place finished and the way they'd like it, and bring people in. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to roll right into our communion.